internet's only podcast about porgs. It's everyone's favorite show. It's Porg Chatter. My name, as usual, is Sarantia. I'm your host. I just took a shower. I put my pajamas on. I'm very, very clean and very, very soft, just like a porg who just got out of the bathtub. And with me is my co-host, who's been resurrected from the brush fire that he died in. Today, it's Asterios. Say hi, Asterios.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no. Last week's episode, we had Nick Rakita from the Rakita News Network on to talk about porg law and mostly other things that weren't porgs. I want to give a big old shout out to everybody that rated Porg Chatter 5 stars on iTunes. That really, really helps the show out. Thank you so much. I said I was going to do a giveaway, which I definitely still am going to do, but you need to, first of all, you need to enter the giveaway. You need to do 2 things. You need to screenshot your review and either DM it to me on Twitter or email it to me. We have an email now. If you have a burning porg question, you can email into porgchatter@protonmail.com. Email it to me or screenshot it. And if you don't write anything, you just do 5 stars, I can't tell who did it. So I'm sorry to add a step to your contest entering process, but you need to do that. We'll be announcing what the prize is next week. And then the week after that, we will be picking a winner. So get in while you can. It's definitely going to be something from China. So the prize might not be shipped out for a little bit, but I'm going to go on eBay right after I'm done recording this and pick something or a couple things. Maybe we'll do top 3.
It takes a long time for the stuff you order from China to get here. You were waiting for Jeremy and Cheesecake to arrive for months.
Jeremy and Cheesecake are 2 of our tiny porgs. Yes, that's very true.
Every day, Sriracha would wake up, go to whatever Chinese tracking number she clicked, and it would always just be like, they're somewhere. They're in train. Like, it wouldn't be like they're here, they're there. It would just be like, you'll get your birds.
That tracking is such shit, too. Here's tracking. Ready? 1. We don't even know if the package exists yet. 2, the package is inside your living room. Those are the 2 steps of package tracking.
Yes, exactly. But everything you order from Chinese eBay does eventually show up.
And you know what? It makes me not the same with Hot Topic. Hot Topic, sometimes you order 2 pork t-shirts for you and your boyfriend and someone steals it.
Yeah, I know. That was supposed to be my Christmas present.
Yeah, they stole it.
It was the classic 3 pork night t-shirts. Involving 3 porks kind of howling at the moon.
I'm probably going to, when I get paid next, I'm probably going to buy 2 more of those because I really, really love them.
Oh my God.
It's so cute. It's like them just looking up at this guy.
You never contacted Hot Topic to say, I didn't get my t-shirts.
Correct.
You got to do that. When someone loses my shit, I get in touch with them. They have insurance for this. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yes. Because
if somebody emailed me, like if I sent something on eBay and it said it was delivered, and then the guy was like, but I didn't get it. I'd be like, haha, bye. Not my problem.
Yeah, but you don't have package insurance. Like, I've had stuff stolen from lobbies, and then I call Amazon. I'm like, they're like, it got delivered to the lobby. I'm like, yeah, it's gone. Welcome to New York. Send me another one, please.
Why do they do that? They should make, in New York City, they should make you sign for everything. Or you can sign to waive the signature, but then you understand that it's probably going to get stolen.
I heard that Amazon is creating new boxes where you got to put in a code or something, and if you don't, the box screams.
You got to put in a... I'm sorry, where would you put the code on?
Well, I guess it's going to come with a little keypad.
That sounds incredibly expensive.
Well, but think about this. Every time Amazon delivers something and someone steals something, it's gone.
I've heard, yeah, you know, I was watching something on the news the other day that Amazon's playing around with the idea of packages that when you pick them up, it makes, like, firework noises or something. But then it's like, to scare away robbers, but then it's like, well, if I'm expecting the firework noise, then it really doesn't do anything. And now that you've announced it.
Yes. No, that makes a good point. I mean, and then eventually, like, the firework... Is it possible that those fireworks noises are just to be like, hooray, you got a package, like, boo, happy 4th of July. Are we sure that those are meant to terrify? Because imagine this. I pick up an Amazon package, all of a sudden, gunshots down, start playing in the lobby. That's a bad scene.
Yeah, okay, Amazon, you should consider noises that nobody wants to hear. Like a terrible car alarm or a really, really bad singer singing happy birthday.
Here we go. Amazon pack. I have a whole article here about... Oh! Yes. So this is what Amazon is doing now. By the way, I don't use Amazon anymore. I can't. I can't handle it. I can't handle the idea of a bunch of poor people peeing in bottles that they're putting in their cargo shorts so that they can keep their 100 package in an hour thing. Any liberals who are listening to this, if you don't go to Walmart, you shouldn't do Amazon. I get it. It's very convenient. It comes right to your house. They have everything. Yeah, including like tortured workers. But anyway, apparently Amazon Prime now has a thing called Amazon Key. You put it on your phone, and then they will put your packages in the trunk of your car.
But what if you don't have a car? I feel like that would work in Los Angeles, maybe.
We work great in Los Angeles. We work great in most of the country except for New York City.
Yeah, but New York City's where all your shit's getting robbed.
Yeah, well, everything's getting robbed from everywhere. Like according to this article from payments.com, Amazon package theft is on the rise.
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot. You totally made me lose my train of thought. But speaking of peeing in bottles, I once lived with a girl who when I was in college, her job was like, she was a security guard for like some kind of warehouse or something. And her job sounded pretty cushy. All she said she did was sit in like a little security booth. And then a couple times a night, she had to walk around and make sure nobody was doing anything. I don't know what she would have done if somebody was doing anything. She didn't have a gun. And she's also like a 130-pound white girl. But at one point, she took a picture of somebody posted a notice in the little security booth that said, security employees are entitled to multiple breaks a shift, and since there are always two scheduled on staff, there is no excuse to be peeing in jugs. No one is expected to go an 8-hour shift without taking a bathroom break. Please, for the love of God, stop peeing in bottles. So they were having the opposite problem. Was the employees were choosing to pee in bottles.
Okay. First off, how good is your security if you can't figure out who's peeing in the bottles?
I know.
You know what I mean? There's only two people on duty. If one person comes back and there's a bunch of pee bottles there, it's the other person.
I guess because like the one place they didn't have cameras was inside the security booth.
That's where you want the most cameras.
She would explain that job to me, and I thought it sounded pretty good. She's like, oh, yeah, we get $16 an hour, and we really don't do much of anything except sit around, and occasionally there's a truck that we press the button to open the gate for. But then it's like she would also say that she would get stuck with, like, weirdos, like, weird people that are not in college and choosing to work overnight shifts. And she was like, yeah, no, you're pretty much locked in a box. I remember her telling me about one. She's like, there's this effing guy named Sean who I work with all the time who just, he comes in and he tells these insane, obvious lies, these stories that are obvious lies and not even like extensions of the truth. But like at one point he claimed that his dad was Bill Gates or something. And he also claimed he was in Iraq and he had 5,000 confirmed kills.
Wow, Bill Gates' son is a murderer.
Yeah.
A, Bill Gates' son leaves his family fortune behind to serve our country, and then B, goes on a death spree?
Does Bill Gates have a son?
I don't. I mean, I believe he does. I believe Bill Gates does have kids.
Their name must be confirmed out there somewhere, and as long as it's not Sean. I feel like this is a very obvious lie.
Let me just Google Bill Gates, war hero, son. Sean. You think it's S-E-A or S-H-A-U?
It's definitely S-E-A-N.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Bill Gates' kids. He has three kids. Their names are Jennifer, Rory, and Phoebe.
They're all girls?
Rory might be a boy. You never know. But Rory is kind of a girl's name now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
No, it's a boy!
Oh! Well, maybe Sean changed his name from Rory to Sean after he became a wanted criminal in Afghanistan. Or did I say Iraq? I don't remember.
Either way, it sounds like he's terrifying the countryside. I would love to be working with that guy. Then you'd know you were protected.
No, and that I remember, I have a real specific memory of her coming home one night. And she would always get home like right when I was leaving for a 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. class in the morning. And be like, hey, I was shot tonight. I remember her throwing her bag down the ground. She's like, he claims he cured AIDS today.
AIDS at no point has ever been cured. That's a weird lie, unless Sean is hanging on to the cure for the highest bidder.
I think that's what she meant, in that he, like, cured AIDS. I think what she meant he meant was he cured AIDS in his home little chemistry lab, where he has slides of AIDS blood that he just plays around with under a microscope, and he cured it hypothetically in his AIDS lab.
Yeah, you know what? If you pour a bunch of bleach on a slide with AIDS blood, the AIDS dies. Doesn't mean you should put a bunch of bleach in your blood.
Yeah, unfortunately, everything else dies too.
Yes, exactly. Wow, Sean sounds like a trip. Can you text your friend maybe during the break, and can we maybe look, see what Sean's up to on Facebook?
I would love to. Yeah, no, I'll ask her what his last name was, if she remembers. But I haven't talked to that girl in years either, and I'll totally do it. I think I still have her email address.
You should do that. I think you should.
Anyways, yeah.
They say I was on my podcast, Pork Chatter. It's a show all about the birds from Star Wars, and we were, of course, talking about you and the pee jar problem and your AIDS-fighting, Iraqi-killing partner, Sean, who I assume you're married to now because he's super rich and a super scientist and a really good killer.
Yeah, the dude at one point is going to own, what, 33% of Microsoft? You might as well jump on that.
Yeah, you got to buy low. And sounds like there's no lower than Sean IP in Bottles' last name.
I wonder if he was the one peeing in bottles. I gotta find out if they ever found out who was peeing in bottles. Anyways, yeah, leave a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps the show out. iTunes is the number one way people find podcasts, I think.
Yes, iTunes is absolutely the number one way people find podcasts. 70% of podcasts are listened to on iTunes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, nobody's using Podbean. Nobody's using.
Hey, we use Podbean.
Google Play. I don't care.
We use Google Play.
Don't leave a review on any of those. If you got an iTunes, even if you don't have an iTunes account. Oh, yeah, you are. I forgot to mention this. You are allowed to enter multiple times.
Nice.
So if you want to make a bunch of fake iTunes account, go down to the store, buy $25 Visa gift cards, buy four of them. Now you have four credit cards and you didn't lose any money. Make four accounts, rate Pork Chatter 5 stars, email them in. You don't even have to pretend to be four different people. Just tell me, hey, Sriracha took your advice, made four fraudulent iTunes accounts.
I'm gonna put out there A, Maddox, that was satire.
That was satire.
Okay, she's clearly being satirical. It's why the solution she proposed was unworkable and stupid.
Yes.
But B, I don't know, why don't you go on Google Play and review us? Why don't you go on player.fm or go on Stitcher, the Stitcher store, and review us?
You're asking too much. Just iTunes. Okay. That's great. We're going for the big one. You've already reviewed it, Kimball, I know you already have. And thank you, Kimball, for doing this before I even offered a prize.
I love you, Kimball.
There's only one review. When I went to go check on it, there was only one review, and it said, wow, queen.
Okay, that's Kimball.
Ex-Kimball.
That's Kimball. Let me look this up right now. Pork Chatter iTunes. Pork Chatter by Sriracha and Asterios Coconut Sound. That's us!
Yep.
Let's see. Customer reviews. It's got porgs, says Sir No Pants. I like the part where they talk about porgs, which is almost never 10 out of 10.
Yeah, actually, I changed my mind. Don't review the show on iTunes. Just review porgs.
Okay, sure.
Write in the comments, what do you think about porgs?
I love
porgs.
They're
good. Always give them 5 stars, though, because if you don't, they will come and eat your eyes. Now, I'd like to shift over to the main topic of the show, which is I have recently purchased a very, very, very large porg. What are you clicking around on there?
I am sorry. I just realized that there's something wrong with the Pork Chatter metadata. I will wait to fix it until it's over. I'm a little OCD about it. But I will stop. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like a dumbass sitting here talking to somebody clicking away on a computer.
I'm sorry. Pork Chatter's episodes 1 through 6 were labeled with a hashtag and a number. Episode 7 does not have a number. It just says Pork Law. And that started to make my brain go crazy.
Okay, well, we will fix it later.
I'm sorry.
Maddox, we will fix it later.
I'm sorry, okay.
That is not really something that urgently needs attention.
You're right. Yes, you urgently need attention. I apologize.
Yeah, no, the show we're on right now urgently needs all of your attention.
How many times
are
you on Wife Wars? You're clicking around on your phone going boop, boop, beep, pop, pop. Hello.
Okay, well, to be fair, you have usually at least two other people to communicate with on that show. This is just you and me, buddy, if you haven't noticed yet.
You've got three porgs in your arms. Jeremy, Smollard, and Cheesecake.
And they are terrible at enunciation.
No, they're not good. They don't riff. Okay.
But speaking of having porgs, I recently purchased a very, very large porg from a gentleman. I don't want to dox him because I don't know. I didn't ask permission to. But he had three of these giant 4 foot tall Target exclusive porgs. And I'm gonna do a review of, its name's Tollard. She's massive. She weighs a lot. If you want to see Tollard in video, head on over to twitch.tv/Sierra Santana, the number one. And you can see me. Some people say that video is pseudo-sexual. I think if you think that's sexual, there's something detrimentally wrong with you.
It's very sexual. You are in your underpants.
I'm not. I'm wearing shorts.
Those are my underwear that you're wearing as shorts. Those are boxer briefs.
They are knee length on me.
It doesn't matter. You're rolling around with a big porg in the bed. Camera can see your butt and your legs and stuff. It was very hot.
I'm not having sex with the porg.
No one said you were. But you're rolling around in your underpants with a big porg. I'm sorry, but It is sexual.
So you're one of the people that has something wrong with your brain, because there is nothing sexual about that video.
When a girl does things in her underpants on camera, it's sexual. You could be doing your taxes.
They're not my underpants. We just established that they're your underpants.
Oh, are they my underpants? Where are they? They're at your apartment.
They're shorts.
They're now shorts. Pretty much your if I don't have access to them, they're your underpants.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. If you buy a house and then you rent it out, it's still your house, despite the fact that you don't have access to it.
Okay, but possession is 9/10 of the law, and we're not talking about a rental situation. You took my underpants to your apartment.
I rented them.
Oh, where's the money?
I pay you in... Oh, no, Cheesecake is flying towards you.
You can't pay me in... You have to stop trying to pay me in porgs.
I pay you in birds.
Anyway, I love the video. I think it's fantastic. I've never seen someone, and all of us were watching this in the Discord at the same time, I've never seen a person so happy, period. Sriracha unboxes this huge porg. She can't stop laughing. She keeps saying, it's so big.
It's so big.
It's so big. He's so round. She was acting like... You know what? She wasn't even acting like she was high. Because high people are annoying. You were just so thrilled. And then you got in the box.
So many people have asked me if I was on drugs during that video. I swear to you, this podcast is the only place I'm honest. I was sober as a judge.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't even drinking that night. Just really love porgs.
I know you were. I know. And like, this porg, Tollard, older sister to Smollard, younger sister to Wallard, was so big that Sriracha could get under her wing. Sriracha's head looks tiny compared to Tollard's head.
He's so big. That thing is really, really heavy. I know I originally said 25 pounds, but I would probably up it to 35 at least. It's a very heavy porg. It's 4 feet tall. I don't know if it's actually 4 feet tall. The guy that sold it to me claims it's 4 feet tall. He also said, this is fun behind the scenes, I was messaging him about how to get it here, and he's like, oh, I gotta go buy a box from the UPS store, and I only want to charge you shipping because I have three of these things, and they need to get out of my house. So the box plus shipping ended up being $100.
It's humongous, this thing.
He also told me, he says, by the way, Sriracha, just something you probably want to know, we're big smokers in this house, so Tollard might show up smell like cigarette smoke. I have my wife douse her in Febreze, but just so you know, I hope if you're allergic to it, you might not want this. And I'm like, no, that's fine. I'll take Tollard to the dry cleaners, which I would love to do. I'm probably going to live stream that if they'll let me, of them spot cleaning Tollard. This thing is dirt. Okay, pros and cons of Tollards. We're going to go back and forth. Pro, con, pro, con. Pro. She's so big. It's hard to for me to overstate how big this thing is. And I know you're sitting there in the audience. You're probably thinking to yourself, what, 4 feet tall? What is that? I'm a man. I'm six foot two. That's nothing. No, it's very big. It's so big. And that's not even how wide it is. It's real damn wide.
Yep.
It is so wide. I tried to put it in my bed to snuggle with it one night. And when I am laying on my side and I put my leg in the air, like as you would spoon something, I cannot get my leg over the porg.
Yeah. Yes, I absolutely believe that. I think the way you got to think about this is, imagine three toddlers are holding hands in a circle. That's as wide as Tollard is. Tollard is just a lot of mass. Tollard's like as tall as he is wide, as he is cute. As she is cute, as she is lovable. Tollard also makes noises, right?
That's where we're getting down into our con.
Oh.
Tollard does have a voice box. It was claimed in, from what I've read, the Target exclusive porgs, you hugged them and they made porg chatter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a title drop there.
I know. It was very subtle. I'm glad you double backed and isolated it.
Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Because the noise that porgs make are porg chatter, and chatter can also be people talking about stuff. Just. Show is called Pork Chatter. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it?
8 episodes in. Love it.
Do you get it? Yeah, no. So, I don't know. Listen, this might be an off-model Tollard. This might, maybe other Tollards have their voice box. Tollard's voice box is right in the middle of her nose.
Right.
And I have tried it out with batteries. And it is not sensitive at all. Like, if I'm a kid and I'm running over and I'm hugging it, it will not make noise. The only way I can make Tollard make noise, and I'm not kidding, I have to punch her square in the face.
I know. That does seem like an oversight. I don't know why it's not in the wing.
Why is it not anywhere
else? Or in the foot. A lot of times these things are like in the foot or something. Tollard has very big feet.
Very big.
Yeah. Tollard's feet are the size of some of the other porgs you have.
Most of them.
Yes. Yeah, but you really gotta sock that poor lady.
You have to punch, and I'm not talking lightly. No. Like, I'm not talking push on her face.
It's not a boop.
Because that won't, no, you're not booping her. You are making a fist and punching her in the mouth.
I know. That is unfortunate. That is unfortunate.
I feel bad doing it, but the way that I justify it is that she's so big, because that's what women do. We assign human characteristics to non-human objects. I feel genuinely bad punching this stuffed animal in the face. But the way that I make it okay in my brain is that I tell myself that she's so big that she didn't even feel it. It's like if somebody come over and tapped you on the arm.
Yeah. One time I dated a girl who demanded that I punch her in the face so she could finish.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but thank you for adding that.
But I'm just saying, it's like you have to respect women's agency. And it's like, you know, rough play is okay as long as everybody consents and there's a safe word.
Pro. When you lay her on top of you, it feels like when you go to the dentist and they put that big lead cape over you when they're taking x-rays. She's like a big, cute, fluffy, autistic, what is it, autism blanket? Hug blanket, weighted blanket. That's what it is. It's for people with autism. Don't look at me like that. Like I made that up.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I feel like the quote making fun of autistic people end quote. Well, it's pretty well drained by the internet. Without us here. The Stereoscopus Podcast Factory, talking about HUD boxes and weighted blankets and choo-choo trains.
Yo, I'm not making Sanic. Fun of it. How autistic do I have to pretend to be to get one of those weighted blankets? Because they feel good. If I could buy that lead cape from the dentist, I absolutely would.
Okay, A, you'd be the least cancerous person ever. You know what? I have a buddy who has a weighted blanket. They're nice. I used it at his house.
They're trying to make it mainstream now. They're calling them. Somebody made a Kickstarter for it. It's called a gravity blanket.
Nice.
Oh, man. I could totally see myself thrashing around in one of those.
You got to get yourself a gravity blanket.
I got to get myself an autism blanket.
And plus. Okay. Okay. And plus.
It's for autistic people. Yeah. That is what it was literally invented for. That's like me saying diabetics need insulin. You'd be, Yeah, we know. They have it hard enough. They have to inject themselves. Like, do we have to bring attention to it? It's a medical device, Asterios.
Yeah, I'm sure you and all the 4chan is talking about it because they have a deep abiding love of medical device lore. Oh, and they're not making fun of people on the internet.
I'm not calling someone an autistic blanket. I'm saying I want one.
Great, you did it. You talked about autism. Congratulations.
Autism, autism, autism. Next week we'll be talking about could a pork have autism? My stance on that is could a pork not have autism is a better question. Con of Tollard. Her feet are very, very stained.
What?! I didn't know this.
Oh, I didn't tell you this?
What do you mean her feet are stained?
Dude, Tyler looked like she walked to my apartment because her feet have more stains on them than the rest of her body. And I don't know what they are, and I'm too scared to ask the person that sent it to me.
You gotta get Tyler to the dry cleaners yesterday. They have a wand. Like they have... They have special handheld equipment that they use for big, weird objects. They have, like, a little steamer wand. They have a little sucker thing that'll suck the stains right out. Like, you gotta get taller to the good dry cleaner in your town. Not the cheapest one. They're gonna ruin taller. Find the dry cleaner at your town with, like, the popcorn machine in the lobby, like that one in Burbank had.
I seriously don't know if she'll fit in my car. There's got to be some kind of law, right? That only your vision can only be obscured by a certain percentage when you turn and you look. I don't know if I'm legal to drive with Tollard. I might have to call up a friend who has a truck, a flatbed truck, a tire into the back of that.
You got to get an Uber XL.
I would Uber XL Tollard. I'd have to buy two seats.
Get taller. I didn't know this about the stains. Here's what I'm guessing. You didn't tell me that on purpose. Because you don't want your boyfriend worried that you're rolling around in a bed with a stain-footed porg.
I mean, it's a stain. It's not a big deal. It's not like it's got it's some flesh-eating bacteria attached to it.
What are people doing to this four-foot-tall porg's feet?
Oh, yeah, let's imagine. Where do you think the stains come from? Do you think the guy was just wandering around with a glass of Diet Coke, tripped, threw it all over the bird, and was like, fuck.
God, I hope so. That's the dream scenario for where those stains came from. Okay. I have a pro for Taller.
Tell me.
I like Tollard's eyes. Because I was watching the Twitch stream. I have yet to meet Tollard. Tollard is over at Sriracha's apartment. Doesn't Tollard have, like, soft vinyl eyes?
She does. She has not these ASMR. I'm tapping Cheesecake's eyes on the microphone. Not these big plastic eyes. She has these cutesy, their fabric, I don't know what type of fabric it is, but it's the type of fabric that if you're a designer and you don't have enough money for leather and you're looking for the cheapest possible leather alternative, this is the stuff you buy.
Pleather?
Like, worse than pleather.
Wow, what's worse than pleather? Vegan leather?
Vinyl or something, I don't know.
They look like vinyl. Yeah. It looks like vinyl. It looks kind of like the material that you'd use to make a backpack.
Yeah, for exactly.
I like that. I like that you can kiss her eyes. Although, Can you clink two of your pork's eyes together? Because it makes a great sound when you do.
Yeah. Kiss each other. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to kiss now. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, Asterios, they're cuddling. They're hugging. They're giving each other hugs. Oh, and here comes Cheesecake. Cheesecake wants in on the hug. Oh, they're in a cuddle puddle now. Look at them. And it's cold. It's almost fall. Fall's almost fell. So they're getting together and sharing body heat. And they're getting the nest. Okay, I got another con of Tollard. I don't think I've told you this before, but I recently discovered that under her wing, Tollard has a cigarette burn. Which means at some point someone flicked ash on Tollard. And now the more that I talk about this, the more that I think about this, I think Tollard might be from an abusive home.
That's what I'm thinking. It sounds like whoever sold you Tollard, A, how are you going to sell your kids?
First of all, you got three Tollards. So what went wrong in your life that you accumulated three Tollards? I could barely feed one Tollard. I owe rent to Tollard. Tollard is my landlord.
No, I heard. Two, they're staying in Tollard's feet. You gotta punch Tollard in the face to make her talk. People are putting out cigarettes on her soft underfluff. We gotta call the police.
We gotta call Dyfus.
We gotta call Dyfus. We gotta get the Jedi's on the phone. I don't know who we call. Whoever sold you Tollard, we have to save those other two birds.
Today on Pork Cops.
Ah!
And it's not even the cop. That has been. You have anything else you wanna say about Tollard?
No, other than, again, we've spent a lot of time talking about Tollard. Google Target exclusive 4-foot-tall pork. That'll give you an idea. Or go to Sriracha's Twitch, which is twitch.tv/SierraSantana and the number one, because she just can't get it together to just come up with something that has Sriracha in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't consult SEM Rush before. I picked my name. That's an old account. I've had that account for a while.
Yeah.
I've had it since I was banned from Twitch the first time.
Why were you banned from Twitch the first time?
I was permanently banned from Twitch, I believe, in 2000. I'm probably one of the first people that had a Twitch account. Way, way back in the day, I was banned from Twitch because I was streaming hardcore pornography games, School Days, totally uncensored. Look, I didn't say I didn't deserve the ban. I just said that I was banned. Yeah, so thanks to the rat who reported that, we were all having a great time.
My girlfriend, everybody.
Now it's time for some news headlines from around the web. Our first news headline. Anybody want to tell me why I thought it was a good idea to microplane or dermaplane my face last night while drunk? I have cut myself very badly in very many places. My face looks like a fucking nightmare zone right now. You guys are lucky you can't see me.
You bought yourself a face planing razor.
Oh, yeah, for those that don't know, I didn't just buy myself a face-planing razor. I bought 100 sterile R-blades for scalpel. Dermaplaning is when you take a surgical razor and you shave off the first layer of skin off of your face. Now, typically, this is done by a professional and someone who is not intoxicated, but I got home last night, and man, I was like, fuck you, skin.
Isn't it typically done to you? Don't you typically not...
In a doctor's office, yes.
...razor your own face?
Correct.
You know, it's kind of hard to razor your own face. There's a lot of depth perception issues.
I'm learning very quick. I learn something new every day. Can you see? I cut myself right under my lip.
Yeah, I can see.
I got cuts right here.
Yeah, it looks like you made out with Freddy Krueger.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Well, you're the one pointing it out, not me. You also bought your own chemical peel kit.
Yeah,
that worked.
And you're
mixing your own face-burning chemicals.
But that worked. That doesn't require as much skill as stabbing your own face with a...
Well, then maybe why don't you stick to burning your own skin off with acid for a while?
Oh, it's not the same, though, man. Let me tell you, when you get it good, and you don't cut your face up, oh, you're so smooth and soft. underneath. You're only supposed to do it once a week. I could probably do it every day. If my skin would allow me to, which obviously, it did not.
Yeah.
I failed.
Yeah. You're going to shave yourself down to the bone. Can you let me, because you're, I know how to apply a razor to my face. I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Are you asking me if I will let you shave my face?
I'll shave your face.
Absolutely the fuck not.
What the hell? I know how to shave a face.
I'll quit forever before I let someone else do it. Someone else that's not a doctor.
You give me one of those R blades, and I'll shave my face better than you can shave your face.
Okay.
We'll do it live on the Astereo Shokinos.
Yeah.
We'll call it Plain Crazy. No, what do we call it? We'll call it... The Great Faith Shave Off.
The Dermadecathlon.
Yes! Okay, we'll call it the Dermadecathlon. Love it.
I love it.
All right.
Good for SEO.
Okay.
News headline from around the web, number 2. Man, I really gotta get my hair cut or something.
Why?
I have been severely neglecting. At BronyCon, we have this saying that you're supposed to be 6'2"-ing. You're supposed to be getting at least 6 hours of sleep with 2 full meals and 1 shower every day. Let me tell you, I have not been 6'2"-ing.
I thought your hair looked really hot last night. I thought you had a haircut because
it's dead.
Since
half
you've
of
come
it
back,
dead.
Your hair has looked like all sheeny shiny.
It's all half of it is dead.
I don't know. I thought your hair looked good.
What do you like about it?
I thought you had it had a nice sheen. I thought it had like nice body, like it seemed like a big connected thing.
I did wash my hair.
Yeah.
First time in a while ago. News headline from around the web, number 3. Man, they updated Age of Empires recently, and now the game doesn't work.
I don't understand this.
It's given me an access error. No matter what civilizations I pick, it says you are trying to access data from a game that you do not have. Even if I put it on random, and then it kicks me out. The only way I can play now, unless I want to play multiplayer, is by going into the multiplayer lobby and making it so only me and the CPU are playing. It's fucking bullshit.
It's weird that they, because the Age of Empires we play is from 1992. We play Age of Empires 2. It's weird that they're still patching this thing.
What is going on with it? I'm glad they brought it back, and I'm glad they fixed them. The computer, they fixed a lot of the computer issues. They have left some very glaring ones in there. For example, the computer will not attack a gate if its life depends on it.
Yes.
So here's a little Age of Empires tip is if you ever want, you're ever trying to impress a girl or something, just surround your civilization with gates. And they will stand there like dumbasses and stare at you.
We should find a relic and build 4 gates around it so the computer can't get all the relics.
Yeah.
Because building a whole town out of gates, that costs a lot of wood or stone. And it also takes a lot of time to build a gate.
Holy shit. What if we gate them in?
I love that.
To a square.
I love that. And then we just get trebuchets and just destroy them from the other side of the gate.
Or from the other side of the gate, you can build a bunch of towers that shoot arrows at them. And they'll just stand there and die because they don't know what to do.
Okay. Can we play Age of Empires right now? I'm not kidding.
News headline from... around the web. I really want to buy a pair of shoes, a new pair of shoes, a new pair of Louboutins, but I can't just by spending another $500 on shoes right now.
You bought a $500 pair of shoes once?
Yeah, my beautiful gaiters. Yeah, uh-huh.
They are very pretty.
Oh, God, yes. Those shoes. Those shoes make me feel like my opinions matter more than those of other people. They're...
They do.
Alligators, they're dyed purple alligators, and the heel's not broken, but the underside of it, I need to take it to a cobbler so that I could hopefully save that shoe, because oh my god, I love those shoes. Those are my favorite possessions, and they're actually very, very comfortable too. And I want to add pythons to the collection. My beautiful pythons. I'll wear one gator and one python at the same time.
You're just really murdering reptiles and wearing around their skins as trophies.
I would never wear Borg shoes. News headline from around the web. What the hell is going on with Elon Musk? Did you see he's getting investigated now? Because apparently companies with government contracts, it's like some kind of mandatory drug testing
Yeah.
thing.
That's great. Good. Let that whole thing burn. Like, we tried. We tried with this electric car thing. It's not working. Does Tesla just put Tesla into the ground? Because fucking Tesla corporate policy is you're not allowed to use drugs if you work at Tesla. So, like, his poor fucking rank and file workers down on the assembly line, they're not allowed to smoke pot. But, oh, I'm hanging out with Joe Rogan. Let me play with his samurai swords and smoke pot. It's like, buddy, you're firing innocent people for just chilling out after work with a big old doink.
Yeah, no, all drug testing is kind of bullshit.
Yes!
All drug testing is kind of bullshit because you can easily access the worst drug out there, which is alcohol.
Yeah, the drug that kills the most people. Yes.
And makes you the most fucking annoying.
Yes, exactly. The drug which hurts you the most, hurts other people the most. Yeah. Yes.
Elon, if you're listening to this podcast, you can fix it. Call me. We have the technology. You can make the porings. Get one out with every Tesla. I'll buy 5 Teslas. I'll single-handedly save your corporation with the porings.
What voice is that?
I don't know.
Is that the green man?
What?
It's time to stop!
Oh, that's a Filthy Frank. Yeah, I guess it does sound like Filthy Frank, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just thought it sounded cool.
Tesla, start putting birds in all your cars! I'll buy all of them, these kids in their Fortnite dances. They're yeeting on cops. They're dabbing on their teachers. What did society come to? I want to get to the bottom of it. How could Jake Paul go into a suicide forest, find a dead body, and then just say it's a prank? I have to investigate. That has been Porkchatter. Bye.